everyone. Today I'm going to take notes on some vocabularies that I've already compiled this past few days. Since I am learning, I'm studying a new book, which is a Cambridge Vocabulary Advanced, I guess. And here are, I'm right now opening the book, so I cannot really, my hand's not really that tactile. Is it tactile? Not that agile to...
Mas, banyak semut itu loh. Ngerubung apa ya?
To... I'm sorry, there's a lot of ants, and I asked my husband to take care of it. No problem. He's willing to do that happily. Look at that happy face. Okay, let's go back to our topic. I want to tell you a few vocabularies that I have compiled. Without further ado, I will just say the word and then I will tell you the meaning of the words. Okay. The first word is assertive. It means behave confidently and not frightened to say what they want to believe, what they want or believe. The second one is self-confident. It means behaving calmly, but you have no doubts about your ability or knowledge. The third one is sensible. Sensible means having an understanding of a situation. Four, we have tactful. Tactful means careful not to say or do anything that could upset someone. Next one, we have egotistical. It means considering yourself to be better or more important than other people. Next one, gullible. Gullible. It means easily deceived or tricked and too willing to believe anything that other people say. So it's quite a negative...
Let's go to
Mars. Masa
gak bisa? Mungkin bekasnya itu.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. Okay, let's continue. We have apprehensive. Apprehensive means feeling worried about something that you're going to do or that's going to happen. Next up, we have self-congratulatory. Congratulatory. It means praising yourself or saying how well you've done something. Self-assured means confident. Just the synonyms. And then we have self-deprecating. It means trying to make yourself or your ability or your achievement seem less important. Next up, we have well-adjusted. Well-adjusted means reasonable and has good judgment and whose behavior isn't difficult or strange. Next up, we have well-rounded. Well-rounded means involving or having experience in a wide range of ideas or activities. So probably if you're an active member of an organization that works maybe charitable activities, that kind of thing, you can say that you're a well-rounded person, because usually that kind of person who are active in the kind of person who's active in organization is kind of knowledgeable about things, about lots of things. For example, like the trends in social, cultural issues, economic issues, is something like that. Next up we have, let me see. Not much. I'm opening my book, so I'm just scanning for the new vocabularies, for the notes of my new vocabularies here too. So please be patient. Inherent characteristic. This is not actually a vocabulary, but it is like the phrases or the expressions that I can use during speaking sessions in IELTS probably. Let's just read it. Last an eternity drags on and on, went for ages, had so much time on my hands, in next to no time. Time seems to speed up, it just goes so fast. There are not enough hours in the day, pressed for time. The past is another country, for hours and hours at a time. Time passes in the blink of an eye. Make the most of every moment of it. An instant ago, have the time of their life. Fleeting. Okay. Oh, this one is quite a random note by me. A trifle means a bit. For example, I feel a trifle nauseous. Or I kind of feel a trifle confused. It can just immediately replace a bit or quite. Next up we have and with the benefit of hindsight. No, metatopical. Oh, this one. I have topical. Okay, topical. Before studying these vocabularies, I think topical means something that is arranged in topic wise, you know, based on according topics, but this is classified based on topic. But this one is a new one for me, that in medicine, in the world of medicine, topical means external use. For example, it's you know, if you see lotion, or if you see Betadine, is it globally distributed? I don't know, but yeah, you can see the my point, right? Something like alcohol to clean a wound. Okay, so let's just say it's a lotion, right? This lotion is for topical application only. So topical means external use. All right, next up we have a few synonyms here. Societies is synonymous with civilization, and then kept safe is synonymous with conserved. Vital is synonymous with very important. Oh, this one is interesting. This one, we can use this for the speaking. No, not the speaking. The writing one, the writing session, writing task one on IELTS exam. Usually in speaking, in writing part one, we can see the charts or diagrams that show something like the progression or something through years or through time. And there is a progress that's small, and there's a progress that's quite huge. So here is some synonyms of large and small in the context of reading diagram or charts, okay? Okay, first one is the synonyms of large. We can say enormous, total, dramatic, complete, immense, profound, extraordinary, tremendous, drastic, major, huge, and sweeping. So let's say, there is an enormous change, there is a total increase, there is a dramatic plunge, something like that. And then, complete opposite, I don't know. And then sweeping sell purchase. Yeah, we can say we can attach many kinds of nouns there. Okay, and for the synonyms of small change, probably we can say minute, modest, gradual, minor, infinitesimal, moderate, and slight. And there are also synonyms of change. Okay, so we can say change in many other words, for example, transition, reversal, shift, movement, transformation, evolution, and improvement. Okay, so yeah, let's say we have temporary shift, smooth transition, gradual movement, turbulent period, or turbulent evolution, gradual improvement, sudden or rapid abrupt reversal, and something like that. Next up, let me see, what do we have here? Oh no, this one, we have something in this page. I have some new vocabularies here. First one, we have glean. Glean means to collect information in small amounts and often with difficulty. Next up, we have perishables. It means food products that decay quickly. Perishables with S in the end, but we can also use perishable without the S in the end, and that means something that is easily decay. Okay, we also have the rigors of something. The rigors of something means the unpleasant or severe conditions of something. Burgeoning means developing quickly. Mound means a large pile of earth, stones, etc. Like a small hill. And then we have affix. Affix means to fasten or stick one thing to another. Next up, we have cash. Just like what you see in your phone, usually your phone settings, your internal storage. And cash means something hidden or kept safe. Next up, we have fixative. Fixative means a substance that holds something in position. It can be sellotape. Is it a word in English even? Yeah, just something that holds something, other things in position. Okay. Next, we have color fast. It is spelled color, and then we have dash. Or hyphen? Yeah, and then fast. It means a piece of clothing or material that whose color wouldn't change or lose brightness when it is washed. So it's not easily lose opacity and lose saturation in terms of the color that it holds. Okay, next up we have a few synonyms as well for tolerate. Okay, so tolerate is synonymous with put up with, endure, withstand, and also bear. I cannot bear that. I cannot tolerate that. I cannot put up with that. I cannot endure that. I cannot withstand that. That's the examples. Okay, next up, this one, it's quite an interesting phrase. We have withstand the test of time. Withstand the test of time. Interesting. And then we have a few other vocabularies here. I promise you, it's quite a long one. I mean, I have already recorded like 16 minutes so far. I would probably don't want to listen to this anymore. This is like what I did not do to my other episodes. But yeah, let's just see it. Let's just continue this, okay? And then we have votive offerings. Votive offerings. It means, in Indonesian, it means sesajen. Something that is offered to God, you know. Well, that's actually the main definition of votive itself. Votive is something that's given or done to honor and thank God. And thank God. Okay, next up, next vocabulary, we have counterpoint. Counterpoint is something that contrasts another in a satisfying way. For example, like you're comparing your city to the city that is not in your, that's not within your province, and they have quite a different style, different characteristics, different adjective to address. So yeah, you can just say that my city is quite a counterpoint to this city. That is because this city is blah 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 and that city is blah blah blah. Maybe you can say that. And then last one, we have assert. Assert means to say that something is certainly true. For example, here we have a sentence. Now, some scholars assert that weaving and cloth making developed considerably earlier after... I'm sorry, what did I say? Yeah, so it just means to say that something is certainly true. Like, you can replace the word say with assert, but if the only difference is that say doesn't indicate that you're sure about. There's no value of certainty in it, but if you say assert, there's a hint of certainty in that quotation or in that remarks. Okay, I think that is all for today. It's 20 minutes alone. Goodbye.